Here at the American Seed Trade Association's annual meeting in Indianapolis. With me is Tom Nixon with Monsanto, who just gave an update at the Intellectual Property Rights Committee on the International Treaty on Plant Genetic Resources for Food and Agriculture. First of all, Tom, just tell us exactly what is this treaty about?
Well, the treaty is an international regime where countries decided that we needed to do something about conserving and sustainably using plant genetic resources for food and agriculture.
Mm-hmm. One of the things you did was go over the pros and cons of it. That ASTA really supports this, but there are pros and cons to it. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I think that the whole industry believes that there's a need to conserve in a scientifically sound way, genetic resources. We need to make sure that very little is lost to extirpation, that's in situ, collections need to be bolstered, they need to be supported. So we believe that in that fundamental underpinning, because it's genetic resources and access to those genetic resources that's the bread and butter of all of any breeding company. And without those resources, you're not going to create new diversity, you're not going to create new and improved products.
Well, one of the things that you mentioned is on the negative side is that it really doesn't cover all crops, right?
Yeah, it was a political conversation apparently at the end of the day. As I understand the history, some countries wanted everything under there, even though the scope of the treaty is everything. But many countries they thought that they were losing more by putting certain genetic resources in. And again, you got to, in the context of the conversation on genetic resources at the time, people were thinking they were working with what they call green gold, that there's so much value in all these things. And while there is value, much of it needs to be explored, much of it needs to be a lot of hard work and research that has to dig in there and find out what's the good genetic resources, because a lot of the genetic resources are not good genetic resources. There's bad diversity, too.
How many countries are involved in this treaty?
There's 131 contracting parties right now, and so you have big agricultural producing countries like Brazil. You have a big country like Japan that's a party. All the European countries are parties.
So what do we stand as far as ratifying this treaty?
Well, we're very hopeful. It came very close, apparently, about 4 years ago, I think. It went through the Senate process. It was going to come up for a vote toward the end, and something else took precedent, and then it just fell off the shelf. But we're hoping that we can resurrect the conversation and get this over the goal line now.
So basically, each individual country has to ratify this treaty?
Like any international regime, you have to study it. You have to understand what laws you may have in place that help you comply, or what things you have to do to comply. So we have the United States did that due diligence, and they understand that we don't have to change any of our laws. It's philosophically aligned with what we're trying to do in our national plant germplasm system to protect and conserve genetic resources. So we're really, really very close.
So is this something that when ASTA is going to go to D.C. next year at this particular convention, is this something that you think members are going to be talking to their members of Congress about?
We're already doing that. We've already gone on the Hill and done some discussions with Senate members and committee members. We're hoping that others will carry the mantle, like the university research, the agricultural research services, and the universities have to get engaged, because they have a dog in this fight. So yeah, we're already doing it. We're making efforts to try and to get this through. I mean, it's going to be tough because we're going to have a new presidential election coming up.
True. Thank you very much. Here at the ASTA 131st annual meeting, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.